In the news, the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France agreed on Thursday to declare a ceasefire in Ukraine. The officials met in Minsk, Belarus. The ceasefire deal is aimed at ending months of fighting in eastern Ukraine. The ceasefire is to begin Sunday. Pro-Russian rebels did not participate in the talks. However, they reportedly accepted the deal. A White House statement Thursday recognized the tireless efforts of Germany and France in the talks. The statement also called on Russia to end its support for the separatists and withdraw its soldiers and military equipment from eastern Ukraine. A suicide attacker exploded a bomb at a market in northeastern Nigeria Thursday. Officials and news reports say the explosion killed at least 7 people. The attack happened in the Borno state town of Biu. Witnesses told Reuters news agency that the bomber may have been female. The explosion took place close to the start of a political rally and a visit by a former state governor. An official says some demonstrators at the rally were damaging the flag of Nigeria's ruling People's Democratic Party. U.S. Senate lawmakers proposed a bill on Thursday seeking to end the 50-year-old trade ban against Cuba. The group included members of both the Republican and Democratic parties. The legislation is designed to cancel laws that prevent Americans from doing business with Cuba. The legislation would not end laws that deal with human rights or property claims against Cuba's government. Some U.S. lawmakers are also preparing several bills that would ease U.S. restrictions on travel and trade with Cuba. A South Korean court has ruled that a former high-level official at Korean Airlines violated flight safety laws. The court sentenced Heather Cho to 1 year in prison for an outburst on an airplane last December. The woman expressed extreme anger about the food service during the Korean Airlines flight. She ordered the pilot to return the plane to a New York airport. She also ordered a flight attendant to leave the plane. Korean Airlines dismissed Heather Cho from her job after the incident. Her father is the chief of the company. Now, words in the news. Participate, verb, to be involved with others in doing something, to take part in an activity or event with others. Rally, noun, a public meeting to support or oppose someone or something. Legislation, noun, a law or set of laws made by a government. Outburst, noun, a sudden expression of strong feeling.